Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA. 1-877-DOCDALI. Now, I know a lot of you guys think you do have ADHD. I'll quickly review the definitions and the criteria. Most likely you don't. I think a lot of us have elements. I'm hyper. I'm probably not diagnosed as hyper. I mean, nobody's ever had to restrict my sugar or anything like that as a kid. I know I'm hyper. But, you know, if you basically get through your job and you get through your life and you're doing good and it's working for you, it's not a problem. If it doesn't work for you, if it starts to mess with your life, it's a problem. You know, just like eating. You know, you might, you know, do really well with eating with carbs and not gain any weight, but if you can't get into your pants, your eating carbs is a problem. So, diagnostic criteria, if we were going to diagnose ADHD in an adult, you would have had to, for at least 6 months, have five or more symptoms of it, and we're going to talk about those symptoms. Many of the symptoms had to have been present even before you hit 12 years old, so you had it even as a kid. Many of the symptoms, let's say, would happen not just in one setting, but in others. So, like, let's say you're really bored at work. And you can't pay attention at work, but you could absolutely, you know, sit through a movie and, you know, do great in class and with the family. It has to be in greater than two settings. There has to be clear evidence that it is affecting your work, affecting your academics, affecting your social life for it to count. And then on top of that is it can't be associated with any other disorder that you have. Like, let's say you're withdrawing from nicotine. Or you're trying to diet. Okay, when you're trying to diet, you're like, I don't even want to hear, just, you know, just everybody leave me alone. You know, you might be like, just, I can't even concentrate because I'm not having my carbs. Or if you're going through nicotine withdrawal or whatever. So you have to have all these criteria met for the DSM-5 diagnosis of ADHD. Now, what are some symptoms of adult attention deficit or even pediatric? Well, you make a lot of mistakes. You have trouble paying attention. You don't really listen to... You aren't really listening when somebody's speaking to you directly. You're just kind of not paying attention. You're not following instructions and tasks like you should. You don't really organize. You avoid certain tasks that you definitely don't like multitasking. You lose things a lot of times for your tasks and activities. You're easily distracted. And then you forget, you know, what you have to do. So you're not really putting it into memory. You're not paying attention. You're not being as attentive. For hyperactivity, these are things that would diagnose somebody with hyperactivity. They fidget or tap their hands and feet or squirm in their seat. Okay, let me tell you. I move a lot because I'm exercising. I'm always, like, sucking in my stomach or I'm kegeling or I'm, like, leg tapping for exercise. It's because I don't want to move. I don't want to, like, get a blood clot. So that's why I move a lot in my seat, okay? Leave seats in situations when remaining seated is expected. Well, yeah, if I don't like the meeting, I'm going to get the hell out of there. I mean, that's not hyperactivity. Experiences feelings of restlessness, that's not me, has difficulty engaging in quiet, leisurely activities. Okay, I like to hum and sing and rap and things like that, so that's not me. But that's because I like to sing. Is on the go, acts as if driven by a motor, definitely not me. Talks excessively. Blurts out answers. That was me. In medical school, I'd blurt out even if it's wrong. How I figured is if I got 1 in 100 medical school answers right, the more you blurt, the better the chance you get right. Has difficulty waiting their turn. Oh, that's definitely me. My turn. And they interrupt or intrude. Okay, all right. So maybe I'm hyperactive. Okay, but we're not gonna go there. So I like hyperactive, but here's the thing: it works for me. Talking excessively works for my radio career, okay? Not sitting in a boring meeting works for me. And it's fine. I don't have an issue, so I'm not going to diagnose myself. The problem is if you do have hyperactivity or attention deficit and you work, it's very frustrating, especially for those of you that maybe might have been on medications, think you need medications, you can't get medications, you don't have insurance, you have trouble getting in with your doctor. If you go on ADD medication, the average doctor needs to see you every 30 days. It's a controlled substance. We can't just give refills. So you have a lot of people out there with ADHD that cannot get their medications, or it just really doesn't work for them, because how do you take off one full day a month to go to a doctor for your meds? So many people do without. So what could you do with your job? So one is, you need a job you like. I can't tell you how many people think they have ADHD, but they hate their job. If you hate your job, how do you pay attention? I mean, if you don't like what you're doing and you don't like who you're working with, it's really hard to sit there and pay attention. The reason why you're distracting yourself is because your body's like trying to, you know, help your reward centers and make you want to still live, you know? You hate your job, your body's trying to find other things for you to concentrate on. But let's say, you know, you can't switch jobs. And your job is okay, you like your job, you don't want to lose your job, well then you need to organize. And one thing that really helps is cleaning off that desk. Your desk has to be basically like you see in some of these movies where there's just like maybe one little pencil or maybe one stapler, but that desk has to be completely clean, because if you have clutter, you're going to get distracted. You also have to not have a whole bunch of windows up on your computer. A lot of us will kind of go back and forth to Facebook. My Facebook is on like all day. No, okay? You know, and it's not that I'm on it. It's just anytime I want, I could just flip over to the tab. Can't do that. So you need to just have very finite things. You need to break your task down into little bitty chunks. So let's say somebody says, I need this. This happened to me. Somebody said, I need a grant proposal done, and I need it by Friday, and that was 2 days away. Well, for me, I love that kind of stuff. So I just worked straight through and got this whole grant proposal done. But if you're not a workaholic like I am, and you're like, okay, wait, I got other things to do. One is talk to your manager and say, what is a priority? Because I want to multitask, but if this is a priority, I'm going to need to focus my time on that. That's fair. That doesn't mean you necessarily need to be on medication. That's really honest. That's anybody else would need that. And then you need to do it in bite-sized parts. You break the grant proposal or the marketing proposal or the engineering report or whatever. You just break it down into pieces. And you time yourself. Even use your stopwatch. And say, okay, I'm going to spend the next hour on this task. I'm going to do that. Then when the alarm goes off, I take a break. You got to take breaks. You can't just work straight through. That bothers everybody. So, you know, you have to control it. Don't let it control you. You have to make bite-sized pieces, and you got to stick to a schedule. And have other people help you stick to that schedule, too. 1-877, Dr. Allen, don't go away. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely. Hey, guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Dahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 29th to June 1st for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient civilizations, crop circles, and so much more. Over 150 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts, Paul Hellyer, Linda Moulton Howe, Nick Pope, Emery Smith, Stephen Greer, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and more. Get your tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Tuning in 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel for working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So this, I don't know if it made me sad, nostalgic, depressed, or happy, but 50 years ago yesterday, Ernie sang the Rubber Ducky song in the bathtub. 50 years. I'm not even that old. I remember the Rubber Ducky song, probably because I was watching reruns or they kept doing it again, but 50 years ago, on February 25th, so in one day, 1970, on episode 78 of Sesame Street, Ernie sang the Rubber Ducky song. You know, Rubber Ducky, you're the one. It actually spent 9 weeks on the Billboard 100 and peaked at number 16. I don't know. The Rubber Ducky song.
Rubber Ducky, you're the one.
That's it. Rubber Ducky. Yeah, bath time is lots of fun. So apparently people ran out and got lots of rubber duckies. And I still like rubber duckies. I don't know if I like rubber duckies because of Ernie. Because, you know, when you're a kid, if Ernie likes the rubber ducky, it squeaks. I don't understand why you have to take a bath with a duck. My guess is, I think the reason why is you had a lot of kids scared of the water. Well, didn't Jaws come out around this time? And so kids probably didn't want to get in a bathtub. So parents were like, well, why don't you go in with a rubber ducky? And they're like, oh, okay, we'll have a rubber ducky. Yeah. I think I was in Holland, and rubber duckies are huge in Holland. I don't know if that's a rubber ducky. I need to look up the history of the rubber ducky. I do. My guess is there must have been some origin, because there were stores of just rubber duckies in Amsterdam. And they had Trump rubber ducky, they had Prince rubber ducky, they had rubber duckies in everybody, every shape or form. Sesame Street definitely had evolved. I was looking up a picture of Cookie Monster because my second favorite song as a kid, first was Rubber Ducky, the second was C is for Cookie. C is for Cookie, that's good enough for me, yeah. So Cookie Monster would sing a song about cookies. Now you can see why I'm really surprised that wasn't my first favorite song. I think, that probably should have taken the cake. So while I was looking to find a new Facebook picture for my Facebook profile page, I did. I found Cookie Monster digging into cookies. There were lots of Cookie Monsters holding vegetables. And I remember years ago, there was some campaign to make Cookie Monster less unhealthy. Somebody, I don't know, rose their hand and said, excuse me, we're promoting bad eating habits in kids. So if you ever watch Cookie Monster, the Cookie Monster used to use poor English, which I loved. And the reason why I loved is because my father had poor English because, English was a second language. So Cookie Monster would be like, me no hungry, or me sad. And so Cookie Monster would, right? Do that. And I love talking like Cookie Monster. I love talking like my father. And my father wouldn't really use a lot of adjectives and adverbs and prepositions and, And I just thought that was the coolest thing. And so my mom hated me talking like Cookie Monster. She's like, you say, I am sad. Me? No, I am sad. And quit talking like Cookie Monster. And I'm like, okay. And so she kept fighting with me. And then I wanted to eat my cookies like Cookie Monster did. And Cookie Monster would be like, ah, rah, rah. And he would eat and cookie pieces would fly all over the place. And the reason why they did that is because the cookies were supposed to look, remember, it was a puppet and it was closed. There was no gullet in the puppet's mouth. And so in order for the puppet to do what it needed to do, Cookie Monster would just eat the cookies all haphazardly so they would fly all over the place, and then you would see him wipe it off the table, and the cookie would be gone, and kids are like, wow, he just ate that cookie. Now that I'm older, I'll watch him, like, oh, well, there's the cookie piece, oh, there's the cookie piece, because I'm like, where does all the cookie go? So people thought that was a bad habit for kids because they could choke on cookies. I don't even know if there might have even been cases where kids, choked on cookies. So apparently, in 2005, Sesame Street began to focus more on positive health messages. Good nutrition, exercise, proper sleep habits. And so apparently Cookie Monster, from what I understand, had a new anthem. Instead of C is for cookie, it's a cookie is a sometime food. So a cookie is a sometime food, because for those of us growing up in the 70s and 80s, we thought his only diet was chocolate chip cookies. That's why I still love chocolate chip cookies. My favorite dessert is a chocolate chip cookie. So Cookie Monster, now you will also see him dining on some fruit. They had to make him more healthy. Remember they tried to do this with Santa Claus? They tried to say that Santa Claus was unhealthy, and they said Santa Claus is overweight. Santa Claus is not walking. He's using, public transportation or using the reindeers. He drinks sherry or whatever. He'll eat cookies. He'll smoke. And they said Santa Claus is not who we want to depict. And I'm like, if you come up with a skinny Santa, I don't know what I'm going to do. Santa is supposed to be jolly and he has a look. Let him have that look, let him, yeah. So, Cookie Monster was, I guess, questioned by Matt Lauer in 2006. And, he's googly-eyed. And Matt Lauer had asked Cookie Monster about his eating habits. And so Cookie Monster said, me like fruit. Matt Lauer said, there you have it. Cookie Monster likes fruit and not cookies. Monster said, no, you members in the media blow story way out of proportion. Me still like cookies. So then Lauer goes, then why fruit? He goes, why not fruit? It's delicious and healthy. Me still eat cookies. Me, like me, world famous for doing, now me eat other things too. So I love his, you know, broken English. I think that's absolutely fantastic. So, I'm glad they didn't ruin Cookie Monster. I'm glad they didn't change his googly eyes. I think there was concern about his googly eyes. Because, googly eyes are where the eyes keep moving and they don't always face the same direction. And kids love the googly eyes because it's funny looking. The problem is it can unfortunately stigmatize those that have amblyopia or, you know, or a lazy eye where one eye doesn't focus. So I think there was also some concern there, and you'll notice a lot more of the eyes are less googly. So, yeah. All right. So that's what's going on with Cookie Monster. Trump. This is interesting. All right. Trump, I think, likes cookies. But we have Ronnie Jackson, who is the ex-White House doctor. I forget why he left, but I think he was the first one to do Trump's physical. He said that he had wished he got President Donald Trump to exercise more. He does claim he was able to slightly improve the president's diet. Navy Rear Admiral Ronnie Jackson said the exercise stuff never took off as much as I wanted it to, but we were working on his diet, we were making the ice cream less accessible, and we were putting cauliflower into the mashed potatoes. Now, Jackson did not say whether the president, who's now 73 years old, was aware that the vegetable was added to his potato. Oh, I would be. Maybe that's why he no longer works there. You know, I get that you want to kind of mix healthy foods in with, but you need to then say they're cauliflower mashed potatoes. But if you are secretly putting things into the president's food, ooh, that's not going to go over well. So Jackson joined the White House medical team in 2006, became its director in 2011. 2013, he became President Barack Obama's physician and kept that role under Trump. After Trump's first physical in office, Jackson declared Trump fit for duty in a news conference. He said the 6'3", 239-pound president overall health is excellent. People, of course, criticized the doctor. They said, how can he be healthy? They said he is. He said President Trump is in excellent health and physical went exceptionally well. There was no cognitive or mental issues, which people tried to accuse Trump of, but he did recommend that Trump should lose 10 to 15 pounds. We talked about his diet and exercise a lot. He's more enthusiastic about the diet part than the exercise part, but we're going to do both. So, apparently there was a little bit of a discussion. Trump reportedly believes the human body has a finite amount of energy that can be used up by exercise, according to New York Times. And so he had claimed that his friends who work out all the time are a disaster and have had to have frequent joint replacement surgeries. That is an interesting thing. You know, some people think that if they exercise, they're going to be more tired, which is wrong. I exercise to boost my energy. So one of the reasons why I'm like this is because I exercise every single day. So exercise actually doesn't deplete your energy. So in March 2018, Trump announced that Jackson was going to take over the Department of Veteran Affairs, but Jackson withdrew his name after allegations surfaced that he doled out opioids without prescriptions and drank alcohol while on duty. The allegations were, according to Jackson, false, but an investigation is now open, so that's why he no longer works there. All right. 1-877-DOCTOR, don't go away. Can't you see I'm burning?
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump set to discuss the growing concerns over coronavirus at 6 o'clock Eastern Time. Now, as that's going on during a House hearing on Capitol Hill, Health and Human Services Secretary Alex Azar has an update on the coronavirus.
The immediate risk to the American public remains low, but there is now community transmission in a number of countries, including outside of Asia, which is deeply concerning.
Less than 24 hours after the Democratic presidential debate, South Carolina Democratic Congressman Jim Clyburn is endorsing former Vice President Joe Biden in the 2020 election.
And nobody with whom I've ever worked in public life is any more committed to that motto, that pledge that I have to my constituents than Joe Biden.
Biden does have a slim lead in the latest polls in South Carolina. You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-985-1813 now and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making with Their Investments Today and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-985-1813 now. Again, that's 800-985-1813. Employees of J.D. Milberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow, I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. I'm turning 40. I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Maybe, maybe you'll swim back to me when I tell you you're just so pretty.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So let's return to the talk about coronavirus. Homeland Secretary boss Alex Azar is testifying about the agency's response to coronavirus right now. And he is on Capitol Hill for a second day about the Trump administration's response to the rapid global spread of the coronavirus crisis, which I mean, as long as they're not grilling him and insulting Trump, you know, before we even have, you know, had the epidemic here. And as long as this is very being proactive and productive and coming up with a plan, I think this is very well needed. I think we do need to know what's going on. President Trump is going to be making an official statement at 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern. So I would like to hear more from Washington. I think this is definitely appropriate. So he appeared before the House Appropriations Subcommittee about his agency's 2020 budget request and its readiness to combat an outbreak of the coronavirus in the U.S. He testified to the Senate Appropriations Committee that he was grilled by Democrats and Republicans about his request for $2.5 billion to prepare the nation for the virus. Defense Secretary Mark Esper and Joint Chief Chairman Mark Milley are also testifying before the House Armed Services Committee to discuss the administration's defense budget. You obviously are going to make sure you need defense involved. Many of our quarantines are being done on military bases. If you do end up having a pandemic and it spreads, and we have people that will not want to go to quarantine and things like that, my guess is the Army or branches of the military might need to be involved. So obviously the defense budget is going to be at stake. So, they say the agency's role in combating the virus is also likely to come up after a U.S. soldier stationed in South Korea was diagnosed with the virus. This is the first armed forces member to test positive. So we will see what Trump says a little bit later today. I'm going to be on Simon Conway's show a little bit later today talking also about the latest. And we earlier opened the show discussing why the World Health Organization is not ready to call this a pandemic. And this is in light of San Francisco already declaring a state of emergency. So there's advantage and disadvantages when you make these big declarations. So with San Francisco, Mayor London Breed declared a local emergency Tuesday to prepare the response to what health officials believe is going to be the likelihood that coronavirus will be in their city. And I agree with that. The emergency declaration, though, because they had to declare a state of emergency, this now allows the city to mobilize resources, accelerate emergency planning, coordinate agencies, prepare for reimbursement by state and federal governments, according to the mayor's office. Plus, it helps raise additional awareness on how to prepare before it hits the city. Now, there are no cases in San Francisco yet. Zero confirmed cases from what we understand. But Breed said the global picture is changing rapidly. We need to step up preparedness. He said, we see the virus spreading at new parts of the world every day, and we are taking the necessary steps to protect San Franciscans from harm. So they want to be proactive. Even though they have treated three from other counties in San Francisco hospitals, technically they don't have it within San Francisco in terms of a San Francisco case. But there is a high volume of travel from mainland China and San Francisco. So it's kind of surprising we haven't seen more. The city has been working with the Chinese community, they say, and is setting up a segment of the operations center to coordinate outreach to community members, businesses, faith organizations, and others. And so we need to be proactive instead of reactive. By the way, Santa Clara and San Diego counties also issued emergency declarations, so it's not the only one. Now, in the San Jose Unified School District, the largest in South Bay, they are kind of applying lessons learned from the H1N1 swine flu, where schools were shut down for disinfection. They're also going to be monitoring kids' sick calls, looking for patterns. The problem is we've seen an influx of flu. And if people aren't getting tested for flu, we're not going to know if these are flu or mild coronavirus cases. So far, the amount of cases that have clocked in, let me, you know what, refresh this. It was 81,293. Now it's up to 81,296 within the last hour. 2,770 deaths, so those have not gone up. 30,300 have recovered. They say we're seeing 48,000 currently infected patients, but 33,000 have been closed. In terms of America cases, no increase yet, still at 57. China saw another 52 deaths. South Korea saw another death. Italy had another death. Their cases are up to 383. Japan, 172 cases, an extra death. Iran had another three deaths, according to this last number count from Worldometer for coronavirus. Of course, there's a lot of concern about what's going to happen with the Tokyo Olympics. No discussions yet. They're hoping they curb this. In terms of USA's 57 cases, many were from the ship, the cruise ship, that had people who had disembarked and had gone into quarantine, or those who were on the ship. Remember, originally with that Diamond Princess cruise ship that was docked in Japan, there was only one case. Then all of a sudden, you end up having 705 cases. Now the number's up to 705 cases. Also, interestingly, we heard that some of the people that tested negative are now showing symptoms. So they're being tested again. This is breaking news in terms of we have no idea if you've tested negative. Do these test kits, are they faulty? Are they giving us false negatives? The false negatives are where somebody has a disease and the test says you're negative, you're clear. False positive is where you're healthy and the test is like, nope, they have the disease. So if we have a high false negative rate with these tests, we need to figure that out. The other thing is were they negative? And then because they had to be around others, it sat dormant and then it started to activate. Maybe they've been carrying the virus. You could carry the virus, but not necessarily trigger the test to be positive. We don't really know exactly how these, what these tests are testing. Are they testing antibodies? Are they testing, you know, actual bits of the, you know, the RNA? I think it's RNA of the actual genetic material of the viruses. We think it could be that. But if you have people testing negative and then later testing positive, that's a problem. Because that means we can't trust these test kits. So I think what San Francisco is doing is fine. In terms of pandemic, why won't World Health Organization call it a pandemic? They say pandemic preparedness guidelines do contain a pandemic phase definition. June 11th, 2009, the World Health Organization did declare a pandemic for H1N1 because there were community-level outbreaks in at least two World Health Organization regions, which was kind of in the definition of pandemic six. It reflected global dissemination, not necessarily disease severity. But we don't necessarily can say that this is a pandemic yet because we have multiple foci of disease in multiple countries. Now, I believe we have at least, 39 countries now affected? A new case showed up in Brazil just today. There's cases in Cambodia, Egypt, Georgia, Greece, North Macedonia, Nepal, Sri Lanka, Switzerland, but it's only one case. Hallelujah, praise the Lord. So if it's only one case, they can't really call it a pandemic. A pandemic, it has to be a deadly disease, which this is deadly, not as deadly as others. The death rate is still really low considering the number of cases, but it has to be deadly, which counts. It has to be able to be spread person to person. But there also has to be widespread dissemination of the disease. And so because you have these little bitty clusters that hopefully the countries are controlling, we don't need to call it a pandemic yet. But I do like the idea that America is going to get ready. I do like the fact that, people are using caution. Universities across the U.S. have canceled study abroad programs amid the continued spread. Why? Well, because they'll get sued if somebody goes over there and gets coronavirus. Even though most young people are fine with this, you still don't know. There was that young doctor that died. The one that, you know, first said, look, guys, we have a serious illness here. He ended up dying. So young people can still die from this. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Hey guys, it's Sue Cosner, your favorite sexual health expert, with another version of Ask the Pro. This month, I got a letter from Sandy in Seattle about an explosive bedroom secret she and her husband recently discovered. She writes, "Dear Sue, my husband and I used to have a great life in the bedroom, but in the last few years, he has struggled. He's tried about everything, but nothing has worked. Then one day he came home and gave me a night I will never forget. He told me about the secret formula, Noxitril, that changed our life in the bedroom once and for all. Wow, Sandy, you beat me to it. I recommend Noxitril to every guy that struggles in the bedroom. It's the only one. Noxitril is all natural and works to increase blood flow fast. It's like that little blue pill on steroids. Noxitril has a special free bottle offer shipped discreetly to your door.
To find out how to get your bottle of Noxitril, call 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954. Get your free bottle for a limited time. Call now. 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel for working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So this study came out saying most adults may not need to get tetanus and diphtheria boosters. You know, every 10 years we need to get a tetanus shot. Now they're saying we may not need that. A new study has found no difference in disease rates between countries that recommended adult revaccination every 10 years and countries that just said the childhood vaccination series is enough. As of 2017, the World Health Organization recommends that you vaccinate adults against tetanus and diphtheria only if they didn't finish their childhood immunization series or have no idea whether they did. The guidelines does make exceptions for pregnant women, some types of international travel, and tetanus-prone injuries. But in the U.S., we do booster shots every 10 years. CDC has declined to comment on the study. It was published Tuesday in Clinical Infectious Diseases. In what the study author, senior author, called an embarrassing simple experiment of nature, researchers compared disease incidents over 15 years in 31 industrialized countries in North America and in Europe with similar healthcare infrastructure and socioeconomic status. They looked at data from the World Health Organization, added up more than 11 billion person years. The paper looked particularly close at France, which recommends 10-year booster shots, and the UK that never did that. They said those that had the booster, no real difference. No decline in tetanus or diphtheria. In France or countries that vaccinated the adults, if all the children had the doses as kids. So, you know, I had a family member die of tetanus, so I'm a big fan of the tetanus shot. I just have been following the rules. They said you need a booster every 10 years. Now, my guess, when I first heard that you had to booster that shot more than any other one, we don't call the flu shot a booster because it's just a different vaccine each year. But tetanus, it's basically the same shot, but you boost your immune system because there's implications that, and implying that the shot, the one shot, will not give lifelong immunity. And so I always thought the reason why we do boosters is because tetanus is so easy to get. You know, you step on a nail, you get dirt into your wound. Tetanus is so ubiquitous that you need to always make sure you have immunity, and that's why they came up with every 10 years. But now they say that might be doing too much. So that would be kind of interesting to see if they start cutting back on that. They say the U.S. could save roughly $1 billion in healthcare costs every year if it dropped booster shots. Both tetanus and diphtheria are now rare in industrialized nations. I don't think I've ever had a case of tetanus. I had somebody that I was concerned might have had it, started them on antibiotics. But, you know, I've never officially taken care of a person who had it. It was just one family member that had it and died before I was even born. However, tetanus, local bacterial infection, used to cause lockjaw, had a fatality rate of 91% back in 1947. Again, antibiotics weren't as ubiquitous back then. Diphtheria, a bacterial infection of the throat and upper airways, fatal in about 5 to 10% of the cases. So, I love the fact that, you know, we're kind of looking back on, you know, the way things are. And maybe there's a reason, maybe it's because we have this herd immunity. People have been getting tetanus shots so easily now that we just don't see tetanus cases. They say when the tetanus and diphtheria vaccines were first widely administered in the late 40s and 50s, booster shots were actually recommended every 3 years. Then in the 1960s, it shifted to 5 years before then settling to the 10-year interval. In addition to that, kids are getting measles, mumps, rubella, polio, hepatitis A, hepatitis B, Haemophilus influenza B, rotavirus, human papillomavirus, lots of vaccines. There have been also changing guidelines to the chickenpox vaccine. First, it was just one and done. Now you have to have two doses of that. HPV moved in the opposite direction. It started as a three-dose regimen, but now it's just a single dose. So, basically, just because we did something in the past doesn't mean we have to keep doing it in 2020. So if we can't save money and we show that we still have immunity, I'd like them to develop a test that shows we still have antibodies. Not sure if they could do that. That would also help people to decide. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. People cannot decide what to do for the next Super Bowl halftime show. And I don't know if you guys are aware of this, but CNN reports that the FCC got over 1,300 complaints from viewers who did not like Shakira and Jennifer Lopez's show. The Super Bowl Sunday show, which hosted Kansas City and the San Francisco 49ers, fantastic game, by the way, had a halftime, which was very, very sexy. And Shakira and Jennifer Lopez, I thought Shakira was Shakira. I thought it was fine. I thought Jennifer Lopez did more than she usually does. But then again, I really don't watch a lot of her concerts. But Jennifer Lopez has started out with her legs spread and there being like a dark strip to her outfit in the perineal genital area. So it was, I mean, even me, who's done decades of gynecology, even took a step back going, what are we looking at there? So it was provocative, you know. Do we need to complain to the FCC? Well, some of the complaints thought that their children were exposed to a porno show. Other adults thought the show encouraged sex trafficking. Some people were upset that there were no public warnings given before the show. One viewer said that the musical act was an X-rated strip club performance. One said Jennifer Lopez's performance at the Super Bowl halftime show was extremely explicit, completely unacceptable for an event where families, including young children, are watching. They said, I had to send my children out of the room so they weren't exposed to something they should not have seen. Others thought that, they said Jennifer Lopez was dressed so scantily and why she kept grabbing her genitals. My daughter was asking if she was feeling sick from having so much skin showing. There was a lot of butt shaking. See, the tongue wagging was, I think, a cultural thing that Shakira was doing. But, you know, Me Too was brought up. Multiple complaints mentioned the Me Too movement, sex trafficking. One said, and from Ohio, in our country, there's been a push for women's rights and more opportunities along with the Me Too movement, which is a good thing. This takes us back to where women get their worth from their sexuality, not their brains and personality. I do not appreciate it on a family-friendly broadcast. So, you know, another one says, no wonder there's sex trafficking when you call this family entertainment, and where's the Me Too movement? Do you not see this hypocrisy? J-Lo dancing on a stripper pole, things like that. You know, I told you guys, you know, I think a lot of people were just, you know, a little bit, you know, upset because there was a lot of political innuendos. There were kids in cages. There was, you know, and so even though people, you know, since people don't really want to attack that, you know, Jennifer Lopez's take on immigration control, they're, you know, attacking her, you know, her costumes and her dance and her style. You know, she's always kind of done more of a sexy type of show. But I looked at it as, you know, she was trying to show that you could be 50 and sexy. So, you know, she showed that I could be 50 and I still got it. And so for those of us who are, you know, middle age and will be 50 one day, we were like, okay, well, if Jennifer Lopez could look good, we could look good. But was it inappropriate? Yeah, I think there was a lot to the show that was inappropriate. More Jennifer Lopez's than Shakira's, but, you know, do I think it would promote sex trafficking? No, I don't think it would promote sex trafficking, but we are, it does, I do agree with the people where, you know, we really can't have it both ways. You know, if we want women to be not looked upon as sexual objects and not abused or assaulted or harassed, then if you get the honor of representing America in the Super Bowl, you know, use it for good. You know, I mean, don't perpetuate stereotypes or just try to perpetuate your career. So it was, you know, obviously it was something concerned others. 1-877-DOC-TALLY.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com. Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.